At the other end of the passageway stood Harry Torold, face bloody, leaning on an energy rifle, chest heaving. "Good shot," she said, limping over to the live console.
"I was aiming for her head," said Harry. "The first time. The second time..."
"Aiming for her chest," Julia said, then grunted as a spike of pain shot down her left arm. There was a strange tingling in the fingers of her left hand, and she hastened to the chair Talavera had so recently vacated. A slight dizziness rippled in and out, along with a blur in her vision. "Please," she thought, as she almost fell into the chair. "Not now. Not yet."
"Julia, what's wrong?" said Harry, as he shuffled over.
I think I'm having a stroke," she said haltingly. "Neural damage."
"How bad is it?"
"I can just about see out of one eye, and my right hand is behaving itself."
"Well, whatever you have to do, do it quickly," Harry said, "because we have a new problem."
Back along the passage, webs of light were dancing around a figure that was unsteadily getting to its feet. The same actinic radiance that crawled over the walls and floor blazed from the ruined eye socket of Talavera's slack features. In response, Harry raised his rifle and fired off a string of energy pulses. Julia dragged her fraying attention back to the console and the holo panel with the auto-launch display. The manual launch was an innocuous-looking symbol at the back of the floating arrays of unlit launch-verified buttons, its atypical design at variance with the rest of the display. The dizziness was making it hard to stand, but she reached for the finger pad. An awful, low, rasping cry made her look round. Just a few feet away, Harry toppled over to lie motionless on the floor, threads of vapour rising from his head. The energy-swathed apparition that had been Corazon Talavera approached, one eye leaking jagged tendrils of hot radiance, the other rolled back and white.
"Poor Talavera," whispered the smiling mouth. "Understand, she was close to me. She understood me, knew what I am and what I must become. I felt her life, her tiny flame, go out, and I knew that there had to be a threat. I came here and found all this and you. So how could one such as you be a threat to me?"
The grotesque figure leaned in close.
"My questions should be answered."
Julia tried to move her right hand towards the finger pad, but her torso up to the neck was paralysed. The desperate frustration and raging fear twisted together and became overwhelming. She began to weep, deep, racking sobs that came up from her chest. Hot tears that streaked down to her jaw, unrestrained crying made bitter by razor-sharp memories of those who had died. A dagger of pain struck, running from her face down through her neck, and somehow her right hand was mobile again. And when she looked up at the godhead-possessed Talavera, she saw that the face now wore a mask, woven from the tendrils of energy, a mask like the one she had spoken with earlier.